Five people aboard a deep-sea submersible that disappeared on its way to view the Titanic may be running low on oxygen. Searchers detected some underwater noises in the North Atlantic yesterday, but other than that, no sign of the vessel that could be nearly 13,000 feet beneath the ocean surface. And before it disappeared, some industry experts raised concerns about submersibles and their tours. One of them is Will Conan, chair of the Marine Technology Society's submarine group. Will, the company behind the Titan and others like it, do they have proper oversight?
Most of the companies in this industry that are building submersibles and deep submersibles follow a fairly well-established framework of certification and verification and oversight through classification societies. And that was at the root of OceanGate's project, is that they were going to go solo, going without that type of official oversight. And that brought a lot of concerns.
Okay. And but the framework, though, that you mentioned, who makes that framework and who makes sure that the framework's enforced?
There are several third-party agencies around the world that do this. Typically, the ones that are specialists in submarines are the American Bureau of Shipping, Lloyd's Register, DNV in Europe. And these are international organizations that actually write rules. And they're responsible for overseeing complicated structures like ships, supertankers, oil platforms, and submarines. And so they publish these rules. They actually review a design. They have engineers to review design. They send inspectors to see how it's fabricated. And they witness all the testing. They're generally representative of an owner and making sure that the vehicle is designed to specification.
When it comes to designs, OceanGate in a blog post in 2019 said it took operational safety very seriously, but it argued that flawed industry standards held back certifications for innovative designs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these were the adult conversations we've had. I did have a conversation with Stockton Rush. We agreed to disagree. And the issue is the regulatory bodies are too slow to react to new innovations. It's not unique to submarines. All industries face the same issue. And it is a careful dance of how do you push regulations forward in the face of rapid changing technology. And so the approach there was, well, it is too slow to react to all this new technology, and we will forego.
Quickly, Will, about 30 seconds, do we need to pause and maybe rethink how we approach these kinds of deep sea explorations?
No. We have submarines all over the world diving 12,000 to 20,000 feet every day of the year for research. We know very well how to build and how to design these machines and how to operate them safely.
Even for public consumption, though, for just anyone to use?
Yes, but it just gets expensive.
Okay. Will Conan is the chair of the Marine Technology Society's Submarine Group, and he heads the Southern California-based Hydrospace Group. Will, thanks.
Thank you so much.